This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think when you get Mikal Bridges, you get Karl Anthony Towns, you assemble the roster that, as you said earlier, is supposed to beat the Celtics. That's why you did this. And they play a different style of basketball than last year's team. They don't have that tough sort of reputation that they had. And it's been like a stop and start sort of weird season. They beat up on the bad teams, lose to the good teams. You just haven't had that. You haven't fallen in love with them. At least I haven't this year. It feels like we're just waiting for the bad thing to happen as opposed to being positive and hoping that the good thing happens because you trust them. And that
just
that
go out
stinks.
Tonight and win. Then go out tonight and win.
Like, I want to be super. Like, should we just put on like the super positive button today? Like, you want to flip that switch and let's just all in?
It would be disingenuous.
Yeah, and but I don't where I'm at right now.
I know, but I don't want to be disingenuous. I want to be genuine about our thoughts. I hope they win tonight. I think it's going to go seven. I really do.
You think that they're going to lose tonight, huh?
They're going to be challenged tonight.
Well, definitely. But
maybe I'm thinking the opposite of what I thought the other day. Like walkover spot.
Yeah.
We could have a walkover spot, but credit Bickerstaff and his coaching staff and the way that this team has played and how physical this game and these games have been. So, I mean, you know, they've won two games in Detroit. Seems like the teams play better on the road than they do at home for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, the Knicks in particular, for sure. I mean, they at home has just been bad. I mean, they outside of that great run that they had in game one, they've been terrible at home, which is one of those things that makes you nuts because if you're making a case for the Knicks being able to compete with the Celtics, you would say, hey, they got a huge home court advantage. That would be one of the things we would say if that were true. We would say, hell, it's tough to go into the Garden and win. Well, wasn't for the Pistons. It hasn't been for the Celtics this year in the regular season.
I mean, the Rangers were 19-19-3 at the Garden this year.
Yeah. Definition of mediocre there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When you're on your home ice or your home court, man, that's got to be an advantage.
Yeah, the Knicks' home record in the regular season was what?
Their home record in the regular. Remember, they lost a bunch of games. Like,
let's see. So they at home were 27-14.
That's not bad.
And
like the Cavaliers at home, for instance, were 34-7 at home. The Boston Celtics at home were 28-13, so one game better than the Knicks at home.
Yeah.
Where the Celtics were good, they were 33-8 away from home. That's crazy.
So they were 27-14 at home and 24-17 on the road. So very similar. Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying, man. It's just impossible to be a fan without going down the negative route sometimes. I don't want to do that, but like the Mets, we're very happy with them. That is true. But like with this team, you're dying for playoff games, dying for them to be relevant. And they are, and all I'm thinking about is how they're going to lose, not if they're going to lose, but when.
It's like, I swear to God, the Knicks are like the Rangers. Forget this year. I'm talking about last year, the President's Trophy team. Really good team. Really good players. Top-end goalie, yes, for sure. Superstars, maybe one, maybe two, last year. But just everything was hard.
Yeah.
And that's where the Knicks are right now. Really, really good players. Yeah. You got two all-star starters, by the way.
Yep.
But do you have any all-pros?
I mean,
first team all NBA.
Yeah, I mean, Jalen Brunson's got to do it. He's been the guy. Him and Karl Anthony Towns, when they play well, the team wins. It's really more Towns. Like, Brunson can put up a huge game and they still lose. When Towns is dominant, they don't lose. When he played a game like game three, They do not lose. So that's really what you need. Now, he might play a game like that against the Celtics and lose because they're so talented, so good, and they're defending champs. But in this series, against teams that are very good or bad, not elite, he's the guy. And I'd love to see that again. And you'll know right away. You'll know right away in the first quarter what type of stuff he's got. He's got his good stuff. Does he have his good stuff tonight? Steve in Pennsylvania joins us. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, what's going on, Theo?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, good. You're going to get a kick out of this. Somebody called in yesterday, and I want to piggyback off it, off of beat the words that BT uses.
Yeah.
So he tries to, like, insert his dominance over Sal. It's great. He doesn't even use the words when he works solo, but I compiled a list if you got a second.
Wait, so you made a list too?
Yeah, but hold on. You're saying that he only uses these words to dominate Sal.
Yeah, if you listen, like when he's solo, he just talks like a normal, you know, sports host. But when Sal's there, he tries to insert his dominance. And I don't know how Sal doesn't call him out on these words, because I don't even know what half of them mean.
Yeah, but see, this is the point, though, about BT. You know,
yeah.
This is the aggressive, testosterone-laden
right.
BT.
I'm going to show you I'm smarter than you by using these words. And
he only does it when he works with Sal, according to Steve here in Pennsylvania. All right, so Steve, what do you got?
Yeah. All right. So, fallibility, extrapolate, prodigious, prolific, ascertain, usurp, aptitude, antiseptic, tactician, dereliction, depiction, adulation, microcosm, and platitude. And that's only about a month I've been tracking.
He's been tracking for a month.
This is unbelievable. So yes. We have a guy here, Steve, who's done the same thing. And I read those words. So we've got multiple people out there in different states that are writing down the BT vocabulary words. Like, I don't know, should he be proud of that or not?
I don't know. What do you think, Steve? I mean, do you like hearing those words or no?
I don't even know what they mean, so I don't.
Well, Steve, appreciate the phone call,
man. But I love the fact that Steve thinks it's because he wants to dominate Sal.
Yeah, that's an interesting take. The platitudes is a good one. I do hear him say that one, platitudes.
Do you think that Sal feels, like, emasculated or dominated?
Not at all. In no way does he feel that way. No. And I don't know, but I'm guessing he doesn't feel that way.
Or do you think he understands?
I'm sure there's a few he doesn't.
Do you think they just go right over his head and he doesn't react to them or no?
Yeah, some of them, yeah. Like, there's a couple of times, like, when Brandon said punchies, like, Sal was like, punchies? You know, like, things like that he'll bring up. But, like, the vocabulary words doesn't call him out on. You know, in the promo they use for BT and Sal, one of them, he says unequivocally. He throws that one out there.
Okay.
And then the other thing he does is he goes, we fundamentally disagree. I hear that all the time.
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that
like,
a lot.
It's not just like, well, we disagree.
No, it's fundamentally.
Fundamentally.
And he really gets that, like, hits all the syllables.
Stanton. Fundamentally disagrees unequivocally with your platitudes. The BT vocabulary.
And he's beaten down on Sal.
According to Steve in Pennsylvania, uses it to dominate him, assert his dominance. You got one guy in Sal who is intellectually bankrupt and another guy in BT who is de-evolving. Like, give him a month, he'll be homo erectus. Unequivocally. Those were not platitudes.
Oh, they were not. Oh.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.